Delighted to say my guests, and I finally got the name right, Mark Donaghy and Annabel Webb are here this afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Hello there. Hello.
Thank you both for coming in. I'll start with you, Annabel. Oh, you can both answer the questions, whatever you like. Histon and Impington Wellbeing. Now, tell us a bit about that, the charity. It's our charity of the month here in Cambridge 105, so tell us about it.
So it's quite a new role. So it's Histon are sort of pioneering this role of supporting wellbeing within the village.
Right.
So sort of as a charity, we sort of want to build a community and bring people together, and wellbeing was really seen as something that we were struggling with.
Because there's such a lack of help on the NHS, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think, you know, there's so many cuts going on at the moment. It's about our village sort of taking ownership and saying, actually, we're going to do something about it for ourselves.
I know there is a tendency for GPs these days to say, to self-refer, if you like. Mm. But I suppose a lot of people get lost in that, because you go home and you think about it and you think, oh, do you know what? This is far too complicated. I'd really just like to talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
Is that what your charity's about?
Yeah, I suppose I'm there to bridge the gap. So there's lots of services out there, you know, that offer brilliant supports for people who are suffering from mental health issues or just need a bit more sort of TLC, really. But like you say, it's really difficult, even for the GPs, to know what's out there. So I sort of sit in the middle of that.
Right, so it's a very worthwhile charity. Mark, tell us about your involvement.
Well, my involvement is after running the beer festival for so many years, you know, we always raise money for charity, look for the right causes, and there's no doubt about it that Annabel's enthusiasm very much brought this to our attention. And I think the higher profile generally of mental health problems made us very sympathetic to the cause.
Well, the more you talk about it, the more sort of people start to realise that it's not just them, isn't it?
No, absolutely. Personally, I'd been the worst person in the world to talk to about it, because
yeah,
I'd have just said, oh, stop whinging and get on with it.
Yeah, there's a tendency for a lot of people to do that.
You know, but I had a spell of about 6 months a few years ago, and I didn't know what had hit me.
Mm.
And I was down in the dumps for one reason or another. And it suddenly made me aware of it. And a lot of sportsmen have come out recently, and I've read bits and pieces of it, and I can absolutely identify with the problems they had. So it's made me much more sympathetic personally. But the beer festival, we have a committee of four of us who essentially run it. They also are very much in favour.
So you were the landlord of the Red Lion pub in Histon for 23 years. So is that how you get involved? Is it a good place to go if you're feeling a bit depressed? Go to the pub?
Well, it's quite interesting. You can talk a very long time about it, but the pubs have historically been almost like a social centre.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's sort of like a hub, aren't they?
Yeah.
The community, sort of somewhere people can go when they're, you know, need somebody to stand next to at the bar. And
especially
to.
Especially for men, I think.
Yeah, I mean, historically, again, pubs were a social centre for men.
Mm.
You might think because they didn't want to go home, but
who said that?
Invariably, you know, homes were pretty dim places. You know, we're talking about, you know, the last century and before. But it was also where they went for work. It was a camaraderie. It was banter. Whether people realise, but the 1911 National Insurance Act was based upon actuarists doing work for Lloyd George by going around pubs and talking about their, you know, how they self-funded health groups.
Yeah.
You know, in the Red Lion itself, they had a stock club where farmers would come in and throw their pennies in every week when somebody's herd was in trouble. They would help each other out.
You know, when you think about it, the decline of the local village pub these days, you can see how the two could possibly be connected.
And I've really felt, you know, I've been welcomed into the community in Histon, but it has been the pub really that's been at the heart of that. And it's, you know, it's somewhere where people from different age groups, different ethnicities, you know, can come together in quite a sort of stigma-free environment, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, of course.
A lot of pubs, of course, are changing, and especially in towns, they're more like bars than pubs.
Yeah.
And it's less of a communal role in there.
Mm.
And the role of women has obviously changed now, because, as we said about the traditional role of the male in the pub, women used to be over the garden wall on the doorstep and would swap clothes around with kids and help each other out.
Mm.
But increasingly now, women is it's a much different environment than it was years ago, and the pub is not male exclusive. There might be still issues about it, but fundamentally there's a much more mixing of male and female in pubs.
Mm. As a woman, could you go into a pub on your own? This is nothing to do with the interview.
I do. And even though I have an office in Histon, yeah. I often spend my afternoons with my laptop in the pub.
Sounds like
because it is quite a friendly environment. And yeah. And I think you've got a lovely lady, Cheryl, behind yeah. the dark bar, who's your manager. And, you know, you can have quite open chats.
Mm.
I think historically, like you say, it is mostly men who approach pubs. And I know for me, it's demographic that is incredibly difficult to engage with
yeah.
because there's this sort of stiff upper lip, I suppose.
Mm.
And absolutely. I don't know if you know, but male suicide is the biggest cause of men, death for men underneath the age of 35. So it's a huge problem.
It is a huge problem, isn't it? Projects that you have planned for HICOM. Tell us about those.
Well, so next week the beer festival is starting and
right.
on Monday the Red Lion Pub is donating £3,000 to our charity, which is a huge amount, lots and lots of pints. but also in October, we have a whole wellbeing week. So between the 7th and 14th of October, we'll have Kayleys, we'll have parent support groups, we'll have sort of advice drop-ins, sports activities.
Being Irish, I need to tell you how to spell Kaylee, young lady.
My notes are in front of me and I've been chastised.
Mm, okay.
But the beer festival does go on for the week, and of course the whole thing is to raise more funds for mm. more projects. And on Monday night, whatever is a community pub, to you know, and it's all the volunteers who work for nothing. It's essentially there what they would get paid for that creates the funding. So on the Monday night, it is the brass band from Cottenham, Morris dancers, to emphasise the traditional community nature of the pub. But on Tuesday onwards, we have local well-known celebrities like Mr. George Breakfast of the Shorecam Playboys on the Tuesday night. Wednesday night, Ted Cohurst and his gang, The Lonely. Thursday night is Carla and Rendition. And Friday night, we finish off with The Jars. And hopefully, it'll all assist in raising more money and be able to support as good a causes as the well-being project.
And you don't have to live in Histon, do you?
Oh no, but don't bring your car.
Oh, it's one of those, is it?
It's a very open village, I have to say. Yeah. Histon and Impington is sort of in the north of Cambridge, but it's very close mm. To Cambridge and really easy to get to. And we're very open, I yeah. think, as a village, and we like newbies. So we'll welcome you all in.
Plenty of food options to soak up the beer.
Oh yes, tell yep. us about those.
We've got Thai food. We have hog roast and barbecues, and ooh. The local butcher chop shop does his rather sumptuous pork pies and cheeses and
lovely.
Scotch eggs and the likes.
Oh, you're making me hungry. Well, Annabelle and Mark, thank you both for coming in, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having